Today's daf is Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph. We'll pick it up on daf Yud. Two lines at the bottom. Zman nosi tzorach kedi. Simon. Okay. Tan Rabbanan. Ein ma'abrim es hashana ela b'mezumonim lo. We only do the Ibur Shana with those who've been invited to it. Rashi says b'mezumonim lo shehiz minon hanosi mi ba'er. They have to invite them from the previous day at night time. And the story says, Ma'isa b'Rebin Gamliel Sha'amar, Hishkimili Shivil Aliyah. Seven people should come up to the Aliyah tomorrow morning in order to do the Ibur Chodesh. Hishkim, he got up in the morning, Umat Shmon, and there were eight people there. So Sha'amar says, Mi hu sha'alla shlo b'rshus, who came up here, whoever came up here without b'rshus, Yerid, you have to go back down. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim. When you're invited, is that a general, invitation? Anybody who wants to come can come? That's the way the Yad Ramah seems to be learning up the sugya. The Yad Ramah says that he just gave an overall, message. We're going to be doing this, right? Says the Yad Ramah, L'mocha hishkim atzah shmona omer, mi hu ze sh'ola shlober shus pirish, Rabban Gamliel lo yachid shiva l'hashkim l'aliyah. He didn't designate seven people to actually come up. Molly Kings, if it would have been that way, they would have said, Hayamakiroso Sha'ola Shlobershus. He would have just known, oh, you're the one I didn't invite. Go home. Ella Kachomalan, this is what he says to him. Yashkim li michem, from all of you, Shivalias, seven of you should come up. Veshiva Rishonim, the first seven to get up, Sha'ola Bershus, all of those the first seven have permission to be there, they can stay. Vashmini, and the eighth one, Sha'olach Rehem, Nimsa Sha'ola Shlobershus. So that's too much already. I didn't give you permission to go. And then the footnote 275 says, "V'divrei Rabbeinu Mavur shalot sarich lahazmin misuyomim." It doesn't have to be a specific personalized invitation, but when one looks at the Rambam in the Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, so the Rambam would seem to say that no, that is actually, it's found in Rambam Perek Dalad Halacha Tes, that it sounds like there is a personal invitation to them. So machlokes over here with that. So now after Gamliel says, whoever's not here, go down. So Amad Shmuel Hakatan va'Amar. Shmuel Hakatan, he says, Anihu Shalisi Shlobershus. It was me. I'm the one who doesn't belong here. V'lo la'abir hashon alisi. I didn't come up here to actually be involved, but I wanted to learn. Ela dilma halacha lemaisa hutrachti. That's why I came. I wanted to learn. Shimash. I wanted to see how it's done. So Amar lo. Said to Shmuel Katan, shave and he shave. No, you could stay. Ru'uyas kol hashanim. Kulon his abir al yodcha. Really, it'd be appropriate if you did all of it. But Ella amr chachomim, ema abernes hashana el b'muzonim lo. But it has to be someone who is invited. And the Gemara says, lo Shmuel Hakatan haf. It really wasn't him. He was invited. Ella inish achrini. It was somebody else who really didn't belong up there. Right? So Shmuel Katan was doing this to prevent somebody else from becoming embarrassed. Umachmas kisufahu da'ovad. He did this whole thing so that no one wouldn't be in shame, because the person who really didn't belong there, it would be very embarrassing. Okay, I'd have to get up. So Shmuel HaKotan is the one who decides to take it upon himself and publicly embarrass himself in order to save somebody else. There's a Yushalmi in Sota that discusses why is he called Shmuel HaKotan, that he made himself small, according to one opinion, or no, he's Shmuel HaKotan because he was just a drop beneath Shmuel HaNavi. He was such a big person, but he was a Kotan only vis-a-vis the status of the Navi. So you see what a chashuv person he was. That Shmuel HaKotan didn't want to cause harm or embarrassment to anybody else. That once we're on this topic of not embarrassing somebody else, so the Gemara continues on this theme and says, Kihod Yosef Rebbe b'kodorish. Rebbe was giving a shir. V'heriach riach shum. And he smelled garlic, which was a very foul, strong, pungent odor. Omer, misha ochel shum yetze. Whoever ate the garlic, get out of the shir. Leave the base medrash. So Omer Rebbe Chia v'yotza. So Rebbe Chia stands up and he goes out. Now, it's interesting that Rebbe Chia gets up, because we'll see in a second, Rebbe Chia wasn't the one who did this. So how does that solve anything? In other words, whoever eats garlic, go up and leave. Rebbe Chia, you didn't eat the garlic, he's going to get up and leave. The smell's still going to be there, right? Well, what's going to be? So let's just finish the Gemara, and we'll discuss. Right? And when Rechi gets up, everyone else stands up and goes out. That's the end of the shir for the day. So now, B'shachar, the following morning, Motzerim Shimon Berebi, Rabbi Chia, so his son, Rabbi Shimon, found Rabbi Chia. Amalei says to him, Atahu shetziarta l'abba, you're the one who gave such tzar to my father. So Amalei, lo tehek ezois b'Yisrael. You know, I didn't want that someone should be embarrassed. Right? Rashi learns, shetziarta l'abba shachalta hashum v'nodaf harech. You're the one who ate the garlic. You should have known better, right? So chas v'shalom sha'oichel hashum b'voy b'leves medrasho. I wouldn't have done that beforehand. Ela kidei shel halbin ponav shel oichel hashum yotzasi. No, I went out so I wouldn't embarrass the guy who really did eat the garlic, who was negligent, who wasn't thoughtful. Kidei she'yetsu kulam lo yavinu mihu. And then everyone's going to go out, and then they'll realize that... safety in numbers, the offender would not be embarrassed. So this is a fascinating machlokes. The way Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein points it out is you have a machlokes what to do in this case. According to Rabbi Chia, it was better to have bittul Torah rather than embarrass somebody in public. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanossi, the opposite. No, you shouldn't bittul Torah. You should embarrass the person who acted inappropriately and came to the shir. He was negligent. He ate the garlic before, and he needs to be tossed. He needs to be removed from the base medrash. With this in mind, there's an interesting story that happened. It's brought down in Cheshuke Chemed about a magid shir. The magid shir, he says, was an istinus. He was very sensitive, and one of the people who used to come bekvias to the shir was a butcher. And the butcher didn't have time to go home and change and shower and clean himself up, so he came straight from work. And it was very difficult, it was really impossible for the Magid Shir to give his shir with this balabas there in his full, with all his levushim, with all his, you can imagine, the blood and everything all over and the smell. So what to do? So he says, maybe that's telling this machloikis. On the one hand, do you embarrass him and say, I'm sorry, you can't come to the shir unless you go home and change? Maybe he didn't have time to, maybe it's out of his way, whatever it was. That machloikis between Rabbi Chi over here and Rabbi Huda Hanasi, maybe that's tutsdodim, is what to do. So he brings out tzarech im, because maybe it's not exactly the same case. Here, this is bekevius, the guy comes every time, and there's other factors. You could talk to him privately, you know who it is, maybe you could speak to him. So he leaves off with the tzarech im. But he references a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. The tshuva is found in, where is this? Yordeh Beis, Sim Kuf Gimel. It's bedovel onesh ha-tamidim. It's punishing a Talmud. So Moshe starts off discussing a case where some kid did something inappropriate. He did something inappropriate in the yeshiva, and they don't know who it is. So the first thing he says, Rehine, bedover melamed sheroitz la'anosh Talmud echad shehusru lo k'di'isim emakus vade hu al koponim al dover boroshen she'osu ha'talmud mashe tzorich la'ancho velo al chshaba amas. You have to know certainly the kid did it, right? Chances are this is the kid. You know him. You've observed him. You think this is the one. No, you can't rely upon it to punish a kid. But now he discusses in the next paragraph of what if you don't know who did it, but there's a kid who does know it. So can you demand from the kid to, so to speak, speak lashon hara about the kid who did? Uvdavar im rashoy hamalame loyim el hatamidim sheim yodim mi osa esadavar haganai yodielo. Tell me about that. So should you inform the person? Sir Moshe says no. It's not proper to be mechanech kids to tell on others. In contrast to that, there's another tshuva he quotes from the Shevet Halevi, Rav Osner Zatzal. He says no, that it's perfectly fine to do that if necessary, but it's a big discussion because you're balancing different halachic sensitivities here, again between embarrassing somebody and he writes if there's a way to quotes from the Chafetz Chaim, actually, there's a way to find out the information just b'derech remez without actually saying who did it. That's the most preferable preferable course to do it. And he brings at the end from the Gra, the story with David and Yehonasan, where they're shooting the arrows. So that was a sign to tell them how Shaul really felt about David. Okay, so why didn't he just say it beferish? You know, Shaul doesn't want you around anymore? Because to do it b'derech remez is a higher way. He ends off, Chazina and Shagam b'makom shemot l'sapir mishum pikuach nefesh, even though you could speak this, mikom makom b'binas efshir adif laso zois b'remez. So it's better to hint at it and not to speak it out directly. So, this is a good segue into the next case of the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya Mehecha Gomerle. So Rabbi Chiya, where did you learn this from? The Gemara is going to go through a whole series of connections. A chaver of mine, I don't know if he said this on his own, or he learned in Chafetz Chaim, it could be said from the Rosh Hashir of Henach Libud Zatzal, that you see here, everyone's acting with proper midos, but there has to be a mesorah for that. There has to be a mesorah for one's midos as well. So we see where Rabbi Chiya did. So the Gemara asks now, Rabbi Chiya, Mehecha Gomerle, where'd he learn it from? So he learned it from Rabbi Meir. How do you know that? Titania, Maiseba Isha Acha Shabosa Levez Midrasho Rabbi Meir. So a woman came to Rabbi Meir's base medrash, Almalon. She said, Rabbi, Echad Mikem Kidishani Babia. One of your Talmidim was Makadish me through Bia. Now, technically that works, but we know the Gemara says in the first Perek of Kedushin, we don't do that anymore. Right? So it was wrong. So Almud Rabbi Meir, Vakosal Get Krisa. So Rabbi Meir himself gets up and writes a get for her. Nosalon, he hands it to her. So when the Rebbe gets up and gives her a thing, obviously it wasn't him. Om dukosvu kulam benosnulos. So everybody gets up and gives her a get as well. So obviously within that contained the real husband, the real owner, and then what's it called? So she got her divorced, but we never, again, the guilty party, the one who was Makadish through Bia, is not revealed, but in the end of the day, she got her get. There's a beautiful chiddush, an insight from the Or Sameach, Rabbi Simcha Devinsk. He points out, who did this? It was Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, we know from Gittin, holds the 80 Chasima Karsi. So the Edom are the ones who affect the validity of the get. But the Edom don't know who it really was, because most of these were not, 99% of the getting that were given were not true. So he wants to say a chiddush. No, if the Baal has das, whoever the real husband was writing this, that would work for Eidei Chasima Karsi. So it's a chiddush, but he learns a halacha from this story. Besides the midos, he learns, it's the way the Gadol learned the Gemara, and he's able to connect it from them. So now, continuing this, so Rabbi Chi learned it from Rimer. So Rimer, so where did Rabbi Meir learn it from? Shmuel HaKotan. Well, that was the story we just had, Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan, Mehecha Gomerle. Where did Shmuel HaKotan learn it from? Mishchanya ben Yechiel. Dechziv Yan Shchanya ben Yechiel Mibnei Ola Elam V'yomer LeEzra Anachnu Ma'alnu Belokeinu V'noshev Noshim Nochrios Me'ami Ha'aretz V'yata Yesh Mikveh Yisrael Azois. So he says that we were the ones who took non-Jewish women as our wives, even though he didn't, but through his confession, so to speak, he grouped himself and then spared others from the public embarrassment. Shchani ben Yechiel Mehecha Gomerlo. Again, where did he learn it from then? Mi'oshua. He learns from Yeshua. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Yeshua kum loch. Right? Get up. He fell down after they had lost. Lamazeh ata noifel al panecha. Why are you falling on your face? Choto Yisroel. So Yisroel means all the Jewish people had sinned, right? That we assume Kol Yisroel are Raven Zelazet. So one person we know is just Ocham, but Hashem says all the Jewish people have sinned. Amal fun ribonis shalom mi choto. So tell me who sinned? Amalo. So Hashem says back, Vechi de la tor ani locha. I'm an informer. I'm a tattletale. Hata girls, make a girl, figure out a lottery, and you'll figure out who did this. So this is where he learned it from. He learned it from Hashem. Vibai is Amy Moshe. Maybe it was from Moshe and Dichsiv ad onam antem. For how long are you going to refuse to keep Torah and Mitzvahs? That's back in Beshalach, talking about the ones who gathered the mon on Shabbos. So you see that you have a whole yesod of proper midos, and that's where our Gemara came to, because Shmuel HaKotan was the one who was willing to take the blame upon himself, not to embarrass anybody else, the one who was actually guilty. Okay, continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Mishemez Nevi'im Ha'achronim, Chagai, Zechariah, Malchai. Once the earlier Rishonim, the earlier Nevi'im passed away, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh mi Yisrael, that the Ruach HaKodesh left the Jewish people, V'afapichin Hayim Mishdamshin B'baskol. And even though that we don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, we have a Baskol, which is like a lower level. The top Toksis on the Daf Baskol says, Yesh Omrim Shalom HaYeshomim Kol HaYotzim in HaShemayim. They didn't hear it directly coming out. Ela mitoch oiso kol yotze kol acher. It was a descendant of the call. It was one voice to another voice. That's why it's called a bas call, right? It's the daughter of a voice. So they heard that out. The Gilyan Hashas brings a Tosus Yomtov, Perik Tes Zayin, in Yevamos. Why it's called a bas call, because he says that because it's traditionally women are the weaker gender. So it's not a shtach against women. It's just saying that women are weaker. So this is a weaker level of nevuah. That's why it's called a baskol, as opposed to you say if it's really because it could be if it's a lower, it's just a step removed. It could be a benkol, but okay, it's a baskol instead of a benkol. Okay, the Gemara continues. Pamachas hayim esubim ba'aliyas beis guria b'yericho v'nitna lehem baskol min hashamayim. So they were there, and a baskol came out. Yesh kan echad shiroi shetishra alav shechina k'moshe Rabbeinu. There's someone here that really the shechina should be on them like Moshe. Elash ein doro zaken lekach, but the generation's not worthy of it. Nas necham esenehim behilal hazakin. So everybody looked at Hillel Hazakin, they assumed that's who he was talking about. When he passed away, they said to him, He chosid, he onav, tamido shel Ezra. He's a chosid, he's an onav, right? This is like what the Gemara says about a person who makes a makam kavua. They also talk about what a chosid the person is, what an onav the person is. Over there, the Gemara says that there's this an expression of humility to have a makam kavua, because when you daven at a place more than once, it infuses that into Kiddush, it infuses a certain Kiddush into that place. And by going back there, it's saying that I'm not self-sufficient. I can't do this on my own. It's a humility. It's not coming to me. So if I go back to the same place over and over again because I need assistance, I don't feel like I'm self-sufficient, and the Makom Kavua helps me to have a more successful tefillah. Okay, continues the Braisa. Shuv pamachas hayim esubim ba'aliyah b'yavne. So they were in the attic in Yavne. V'nitna lehem baskol min hashamayim, and a baskol came out and said, Yesh kan echad shiroi shetishri alav shechina. There's also someone here that the shechina should dwell in them. Ela she'ein dor zak lekach, but the generation's not worthy. Nos nocham esenehem b'shmul hakotan. So they looked and they thought, they said, this must be talking about Shmuel hakotan. Again, 2 days is why he's called Katan, but one is because he was just a little bit less, a little bit smaller than Shmuel Hanavi. U'cheshemeis omru alav, hechosin eonav, tamidu shal hillel. Afu Amr b'shas misoso, and at the time when he died, they said Shimon v'Yishmael lecharba. They died by a sword. Chavrochi liktola. The rest of them were executed. Ushar Amr leviza, and the rest of them were despoiled. The Okon segi'an asidin lemeise al alma. But the great problems are going to come to the olam because of this. Yehudim and Bava, Big Shalom Arkane. So they wanted the same thing with Yehudim and Bava. We're going to be coming up in a few days, his daf on Yud Dalad. We'll talk about how his heroic efforts at the end to preserve, to try and attempt to preserve the Smicha chain. Ela Shindifur Shah, but the time wasn't good for that. She'ein Masidin al Harugi Malchus, because they wouldn't have had time to give a proper Hesped for him, but he really, it's like they weren't saying that he was appropriate. They should have done it for him, but they weren't able to because of the outside. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Eima Abrinas Hashana Ela Imkein Yirtze Nasi. You can only do this with permission of the Nasi. Umaisibrim Gamliel Shahalachli Tol Bershus Eitzel Hegmon Echad Shivisuria. So their political powers was in Syria at the time, so he had to go there like on business to get permission. Hegyon means like one of the officials of the government. Vishalov, and it took a while for him to get back. They did it on the condition that he would want to, but he wasn't there, And when he came, Amar Roitzani, he says, yes, I wanted this. So therefore, Nimseis comes out, Megala Milsla Mafreya, Nimseis Shana Me'uberes. It turns out that it was a Shana Me'uberes because he did agree to it. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrinus Hashana El'imkin Haisat Sricha Mipnei Hadrochim, Mipnei Gashamim, Mipnei Tanurei Psochim. So there has to be a pressing cause in order to do this. So the roads, the drachim, have to do it, or the bridges, or for the ovens they need to cook up the Korban Pesach, or for the Jews who live in Chutz Laaretz who haven't yet gotten home. Aval lo mipnei hashelig, but not for snow. V'lo mipnei hatzina, not because it's cold. V'lo mipnei golius Yisrael shelo akru mekonim, but and not for the Jews living in Chutz Laaretz who haven't even left, right? Tan Rabbanan, ein ma'abrinus hashana lo mipnei hagedoyim. We don't make it an extra year for the goats. Lo mipnei hatoloyim, or for lambs. V'lo mipnei hagozlos, for birds. Shelo perichu, they can't fly away. Aval oisin oiso sad l'shana, but it would be a help. You know, these aren't reasons on their own, meaning we don't have enough. If you make an extra year, so then you're going to have more animals now for a Korban Pesach, right? You're going to have more of the birds for the Korbanos. Now, we don't do this by themselves, but this would be a sod, it would be a support, it would be a help for it. Ketzad, says the Gemara. So we'll explain. Rabbi Yanai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. We're letting you know that the birds are very rach, they're soft and they're tender. Vimrayu the arkin, and the lambs are like thin. Zimnin the aviv lomata, in the time, the zman of aviv, the time of spring hasn't yet arrived. Shafars milsa ba'anpayu lo'osifis al shatado tulosiyomin. So we think it'd be a good idea to add 30 days onto this year. Because if we were to do that, then we'd have extra time. The animals, again, because we're talking about adding an extra odor. So if you do that, then the animals will be a month older by the time you get to Pesach. Meisve, let's get a kasha. Kama ibur shon, how long is that? Shloshim yom. It's 29 days. So Amar of Papa Ratzu Chodesh Ratzu Shloshim Yom. So no, if you want, you could make it 29 days. If you want, you could make it 30 days. So that Gemara continues and says, Tachazi b'ma'ika bein Amid Beis Takifoy Kadmoy v'invasoi Basroi. Look at the takif, the stark, the strong, strict ones from the Kadmoy, the previous, earlier generations, and the anivas, the humility that existed in the Basroi, in the later generations. So what's the case? Titania. Maisa b'Reven Gamliel, Shahay Yoshev al Gav Malo b'Har Habayis. So he was sitting on one of the steps on Har Habayis. Yochanan Soifer Halaz Omi Lefonov, and Yochanan the Soifer was there in front of him. Shlosh Igros Chasuchos Lefonov Munocha. So he had three letters that were in front of him. He's going to write three letters. You know, this is before texting and Instagram and all the fabulous ways of communicating. So he had to write letters. Omer lo, Sir Gamliel says to Yochanan, the Sofer, Tol Igar Techada, take one of the letters, Uchso, and I want you to write on as follows, La Achana B'nei Galila Iloi, to our brothers who live in the upper Galil, La Achana B'nei Galila Tatot, and to our brothers who are living in the lower Galil, Shlom Chon Yiske, peace unto you. Mahodina nanachna, we want to inform you, lechon zinin beira mata. It's the time for beer is coming, where you have to get rid of everything from your homes. Do the and recite the avidim aisrus. The afrushe maasra mimatona dezeso. It's time to be separating the your maaser from the olives. And then take a document, a letter, and I want you to write on it. Lachane b'nei droma, to our brothers who live in the south. Shalom chum yiske, may peace be upon you. It's, we want to tell you that the time for maisers has beer has come. Lafrushe maisora me omre shibaloyet. It's time to take out the maiser from the shibomas, the stalks that you have in the grain. V'tolagir techaduch, so even I want you to take another letter and write on it. Lachane b'nei galvosu b'bovel, lachane Yehudi b'Madai u'lishar kol gavaso Yisrael, to our chevra who lives in Bavel, to the chevra who lives in Madai, and to the chevra who lives in wherever else, all the other places in Chutzlitz. Shlom klum yaski la'olam. Peace should be increased to you forever. La'olam. Mahodina nachn lechon de gozlaye rakichin. We want to let you know that the birds are very soft. Imraya arkin, these lambs are very small and thin. Zimin daviv lamata, same thing we just saw, that it's not springtime yet. Vishafra milsa ba'an pai la'ampe chavrai, it's good in my eyes and in the eyes of my chavra, of my colleagues. Va'usifis al shatador yomitlosim, we want to add 30 days to it. So in other words, from this thing you see that Ramin Gamliel was consulting with others. It wasn't just, as we saw previously, that it's just my way. No, you talk and you consult. There's a shach levitar. You have a discussion with others. So you see how humble he was. He didn't just say he's doing it this way. Someone says, one second, maybe that's not a raya. Dilma baser de iburu. Maybe this is already after he had been removed from the office. That the Gemara tells us in Brachas on the Chavches that there was a whole, they deposed him and they put in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? And there's a whole maisa, okay? But maybe that's only afterwards, but really, maybe he really was much more takif in the beginning. Okay, continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. There are three reasons we will make an extra month in the year, an Adar Sheni, al ha'aviv, al ha'peros ha'ilan, v'al ha'tkufa, for the spring time, right? They want the grain to ripe, the peros ha'ilan, for the fruit, and for the tkufa, to make sure that everything will work out, the tkufos will everything will line up. So al shnai mehem ma'abrim, if you have two of these three concerns there, then we would be ma'ab of the year. But if only have one of them, a ma'ab, then one of them by itself is not enough to do it. But if the whole point of doing it is because you want that the grain should be ripe on time, so in this case, that's the best. Everyone's so happy when that happens. That's a good cause. It's good for people. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer al ha'tkufa. Rabbi Shimon says, when it's the tekufa, so what does that mean? Ibarlahu, al tekufa smechin? Does that mean that they're happy when you're doing this because of the tekufa? Oh, al tekufa ma'abrin? Or no, for the tekufa itself, that would be enough to make it a leap year. So teku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. I think this might be the first teku we had in Sanhedrin. So teku, the word means something by itself. The word itself means let it stand. It's unresolved. There is a Masorah, the Tosfos Yom Tov quotes, that Teku could be Rosh Yetevis for Tishbi Yetaretz Kushu Subayas, right? The Tishbi meaning Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Tishbi. Eliyahu is going to come, the Yetaretz, and he'll give a Teretz, he'll give an answer for all Kushios, all the difficulties, all the bias, and all the... there's two types of questions, right? There's attack questions, which is Akasha, and there's information-seeking question, which is like a Iboilahu. So that's what he goes. He's going to answer up all these. But the Briska Rav doesn't like that. Because if you look, the argument used the word teku here, and throughout Shas, it only used the word teku after Iboiluhu. It's never used a teku after Akasha. So he didn't think that this is really the emes, that it might be just a remes. Or like, I think Rav Shechter once put in that it's like an idea to be mechazek, or the Jewish people's emuna in Mashiach, that he's going to come with the Eliyahu HaNavi, but it's not really what the word means. The word means teku, let it stand, and that's what it means here. It's unresolved. We don't know. Okay. Tan Rabbonin. Al Shlosh HaRatzois Ma'abrin Es HaShana. There are three lands that we would do this for. Yehuda, the Eiver Hayarden, the Hagalil. Al Shtai Mehen Ma'abrin. If two of them need it, then we would make an Ibrior. Al Achas Mehen Ein Ma'abrin. But if only one of them needed the land, then we would not make an extra month. Bizman Shehuda Achas Mehen. But if Yehuda, which is like the central part, is one of the lands that needs it, Hakol Smechem, then everybody is besimch, everyone's happy. She'ein Omer Bo Elam Yehuda, because the Omer comes from Yehuda, which is Yerushalayim, is located in Yehuda. We'll see right now. Tanur Bonin, Ein Ma'abrines Hashanim Elab Yehuda, Ve'imi Ruha Begolio Mu'uberes. Right? So it was surely only done in Yehuda, but if they did it in the Galil, it works. Heid Chananya Ish Ono, Im Ibarucha Begalil, Eine Muberes. No, if they do it in Galil, then it's not. It's not Muberes. It's not a leap year. Omer Yehuda, Berei, the Reb Shimon ben Pozi. My time, the Chananya Ish Ono. What's the reason behind his statement? So the Pasuk says, Omer Kroa, Veshichnoti Rishu Vosashama. Pasuk in Re'ei. Right, when you look at Chumash Re'eh coming up in a few weeks, so the beginning of Re'eh is the Cheshivas of Eretz Yisrael and the importance of cleansing it of all of Avodah Zarah, and right, talking about the Malkum Asher Yivchar Hashem, the place where Hashem is going to choose Yushalayim. So Amar Kral Shichnatu Shenu Vasa Shama Kol Drisha Sha'ata Doresh Lo Yu Ela B'Shichno Shel Malkum. So all the drisha that you're going to, means halacha, should be in the place of the where Hashem is shochein, that He lives, the shechinah there, and that is Yerushalayim, which is, as we just said, Yerushalayim is part of Yehuda. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashana El Bayom. We only do this during the daytime. Ve'im Yeru B'Layla Ein Me'uberes. If it was done at night, then that's not good. It's actually as if kind of the small brings that was before they had candles. It's hard to understand exactly, but nowadays when we do have candles, you could have a Beis Din kumid at nighttime. The Shach doesn't like that, but okay. A mekadshinis achodesh el b'yom. We only do kiddush achodesh by day. Ve'im kiddushu b'layla ein mekudosh. And if you do it at night, then that doesn't count. That's why this is the source for the halacha that if a person is davening on Rosh Chodesh Maariv and they forget Yalav Yavos, then you don't go back. Right, because the Beis Din is not a Kaddish Lechodesh at nighttime, so therefore you don't have to. If Chol HaMoed or something, a person forgot Yalav Yavos, then you would have to go back. Omer of Abba, Mikro, what's the Pasuk? What's the Pasuk that hints at this idea? Satika B'chodesh Shofar B'Kesliyom Chageinu. You should sound the shofar on the month where, when the moon is hidden. Se'ezu Chag Shachodesh Mischasibo. What is the Yomtav when the month is hidden? Havi'om is the Rosh Hashanah. Must be, that's Rosh Hashanah. That's the only Yomtav you have that starts on Rosh Chodesh. Right, Hanukkah, has Rosh Chodesh in it, but Rosh Hashanah is the deraisa Yom Tov. V'chsiv ki chok liYisrael hukul nishpat l'ukei Yaakov. It's a statute, it's a judgment for the Jewish people, a mishpat, a law from the God of Yaakov. So ma mishpat b'yom, and just like mishpat dinim is only done during the daytime, so therefore af kiddush haChodesh b'yom. Therefore, you would only do this during the daytime as well, and that's the source. The Gemara says that we don't do kiddush haChodesh at nighttime, only during the day. So there's a parallel sugya right here from Sanhedrin Yud Aleph we have in Beitza on Tez Zayin. So over there, the Tosfos, the second Tosfos down, says Ezu Chag Shachodesh Mechasebo Pirush Rashi. What does it mean? Shalavona Einanirus, that you don't see the moon. But one second, Kasha Pirush said, why would it say it? The Havalei LeMeimar Shalavona Mischase. It doesn't say it. It says that the Chodesh is covered, not that the moon is covered. The Kach Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Chayil. It means Zimun, right? Shirog Labo. It means that this is the time when it normally appears, and then he quotes second pshat Rabbeinu Meshulam Pirush Mischase Shelo Hayis Soyer Shorosh Chodesh Karivbo. No, that you don't bring the Soyer. That's why it's covered. And then a little bit more down, he says Yesh Meforshim Mischase She'ein Mazkirin Oso B'Musaf. We don't mention it the Rosh Hashanah, right? You don't mention the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Her rain of time, Hay Omer Adarav. No, Hoyo v'Hayo Korav Maskirin Oso B'Musaf. We do mention the Rosh Hashanah, but Tikkun Rabbeinu Tam Loimer B'Musaf Milvad Olas HaChodesh. So he points out that in fact that we do mention it like that. Okay, we will stop here for today.